We're ready.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today. Long awaited. People have been emailing me going, how come you're not doing Muscle Saves Lives episodes anymore? And quite frankly, I'm waiting for people to send me their stories. If you have a story that you think qualifies you to do a Muscle Saves Lives episode, please email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. During the first hour, we're going to talk to Michael Brooks. We're calling this show A Life After Hashimoto's Disease, and really a superhuman life. So we're going to talk to him during the first hour, then we're going to switch it up. Are animal model studies really relevant when we look at atherosclerosis? We're going to have Dr. Godfrey Goetz and Dr. Catherine Reardon on to talk about those two things right there. So let's get started right off the bat. Michael Brooks, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm great, Carl. I'm really stoked and honored to get a chance to speak with you and the Superhuman Nation.
Okay, so let's start off at the beginning. First of all, how old are you, Michael?
I'm 51 years old.
Okay, and so you're like me. You're like me. This is a lifestyle, a journey. This is not an end point for you, right?
No, absolutely. It is a lifestyle.
When did you become accustomed or acquainted to physical culture? Let's start with that first.
Well, that's a long story because it started quite a while back. I guess I really kind of started getting serious about it not until I was about 21 years old.
Okay.
I began working as a lifeguard on the beach in West Palm Beach, and fortunately I was working with, I just wanted to be on the beach because I love to surf, and it seemed like a fun job to be right on the beach, one of my favorite places to be. And fortunately, I was working with some folks that took it a little more seriously, and they were really real athletes. And it kind of got me thinking more like an athlete, got me more into starting to weight train and to run and swim and eat right, at least what we thought was the right way to eat at the time.
Okay. Now I want to stop you there for a second. So your indoctrination to physical culture came in your early 20s. Now, these are non sequiturs, but when did you see the first signs of your thyroiditis or Hashimoto's disease?
Well, that happened back in 2005, about 8 years ago.
Okay.
It was the first time I got, didn't know I had Hashimoto's or thyroiditis at that time. It was the first time that I was told that my TSH was a little bit higher than normal. And that was kind of the first inkling that something was going on.
Did you have any? Okay, and I apologize in advance because the only way for Michael to be on the show today was by cell phone. So if it sounds a little clippy, work with it because I'm telling you, this is a really inspiring story. So what were the symptoms? Or did you have any symptoms before someone said, hey, your thyroid stimulating hormone seems a little high? Were you already symptomatic in your mind?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was. I guess some of the things I noticed was, first of all, was really low energy. I'm usually really energetic and going all day long and had no problems, but I started noticing I really didn't have the energy that I normally had, and my hair, my nails and my skin were really dry and brittle. And, I guess the first thing I thought was, I'm just getting older. And, you're seeing the testosterone cream ads on TV, and I'm thinking, well, maybe my hormones are just dropping, And I guess that was the first symptoms I got.
Okay. So you're losing energy. This is 2005, and you're looking for answers. When all this time, you're still training, right? I mean, you're still in the gym with regularity. You're still living the life, or did you also get sidetracked from that as you got older?
No, I never got sidetracked, quite honestly, because I love to train. You know, it's not something I do because I think I need to be healthy. It's just, it's something I really love to do. So it didn't stop me from training. In fact, if most people saw me, they would have never known had anything wrong with me, really, because, you know, I drank enough coffee to keep me going and kept training. And when I was in the gym, I had plenty of energy for that hour. But, boy, afterwards or even on the weekends, after I trained, all I wanted to do was just lay around. And it was tough because I have a nine. At the time, my son was four. And so, you know, they want to play, and I just love them to death. And, you know, I just didn't have the time or the energy. I had the time, but not the energy to get out and do the things I wanted to do.
Any other symptoms, changes in skin quality, changes in hair? Were you starting to develop gray hair in and around this time? Any other symptoms at all? Flashes of light in the eyes, anything like that?
No, I didn't get any flashes in the eyes or anything. I did have low body temperature, which I probably never would have checked until, you know, I started looking into it, and low body temperature was one of the things.
Right.
But that was something that I noticed a lot. I think a lot of other folks do. I've got pictures of myself that I'll probably post on my website today or tomorrow so people can see them. But, you know, when I look at myself back then, boy, my eyes were puffy, and I really just looked like hell. And I really felt like I was just dying a slow death. Really,
you know,
dead.
And another thing, correct me if I'm wrong, but thyroiditis or Hashimoto's disease, which we're going to get deeper into here in a minute, can go either way. You can become hyper or hypo. Were you vacillating? Did you have periods of hyperthyroidism where you your body temperature was a bit hot? You felt a little agitated, maybe even sleeplessness or rapid heartbeat more than normal, and then periods of hypo, or did you strictly just become hypothyroid from it?
You know, Carl, I'm that's a great question, and I think I may have gone through a little bit of hyperthyroidism a little while there. I kind of went through a perfect storm of a lot of stress for a while there. And had all those symptoms, and then I think I just crashed and burned, you know.
Right.
I had a lot of things going on for a few years, moving around, and, you know, changing the job, and my wife having, you know, us having a baby, and it really was a perfect storm of a lot of things that happened all at once. And yeah, I had all those agitated, you know, and hyper, because, you know, I'm just nervous about work and all that jazz. So that all went on, and then I just kind of crashed and burned. And one other thing I did notice that was odd is that when I worked out, my muscles seemed to recuperate at a normal rate, but my joints and tendons would really tend to get tendonitis a lot for a while there. That was something that really was debilitating, though. I really had to be careful with tendonitis.
Any changes in vision during this period? Did you notice that, wow, I used to have great vision, and all of a sudden it's just gone to hell?
Yeah, you know, that was something that just happened, like, overnight. I remember I had great vision and being tested not soon before 2005, 2004, probably testing. I had great vision, 20/20. I'm 51, and I still don't wear glasses, but I probably need them when it starts getting darker to read. I just remember being able to see, no problem. I never had any glasses or anything, and getting ready to drive over to Atlanta one night, and it was a little bit dark, and I pulled out the map, and I just couldn't read it.
Yeah.
It was a weird feeling. I was like, I just cannot see this. Like, you wake up in the morning, your eyes won't quite focus. I had that, and that was definitely something that just kind of happened right overnight.
Any unusual weight gain or signs of insulin resistance? Because let's face it, thyroid hormone sets up cellular insulin sensitivity, and we know that people who become hypothyroid tend to become insulin resistant as well.
I personally was real lucky with that because I was so active that I never really put on any weight, and quite honestly, I've always been real lean, and it's always been a chore for me. I'm a hard gainer to put on weight, so I've always, you know, loved to eat. Fortunately, I love to eat, and I always ate a lot, and I never really put on any weight. Though I did, like, when I look at myself in the pictures, my face was a little puffy, but no, I really didn't put on any fat or insulin, not too much insulin resistance. At least it didn't appear to be. But when I was, they did my blood panel, I did show some signs of insulin resistance. I did.
Okay. Now, last question before we go into the break. Were mornings worse for you? Did you notice that the morning, the brain fog, the ability to get started, like you used to be able to jump out of bed, now all of a sudden you just couldn't think clearly, you didn't feel right, but it started to change as the day went on, so to speak?
Yeah, I did. And, I mean, I would wake up in the morning and just kind of run my hands down the wall and just kind of slowly, you know, mope to the kitchen and,
right.
and make a cup of coffee as quick as possible. And the coffee, you know, was really what was keeping me going at the time. And I would get a little bit better as the day went on. Yeah, though I'd get a little brain fog all day, but it would get better as the day went on.
How were you sleeping? How were you sleeping at this time? Were you sleeping restfully, or were you not sleeping well?
Not well. Yeah. I don't sleep well anyways. Like, I go to sleep real easy. People around me especially don't sleep well because I'm a snorer. And so my sleep quality wasn't good. And before I got on this whole trip of trying to get healthy and changing everything, I was staying up late and watching TV and reading the computer, you know, up late at night. And I think that affected my sleep as well.
Well, so, and I'm going to tell you something. We know that people who snore have compromised thyroid function. This is a fact. This is the first thing that needs to be checked when you are have a thyroid issue, if you're snoring and vice versa. So this is something doctors are now starting to pick up on more so. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up the discussion with Michael, and we're going to lead you through a path that shows you the true superhuman that he really is. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on Superhuman Radio for a free brochure. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. So we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Michael Brooks. We're talking about his journey from Hashimoto's disease to where he is today. And needless to say, his lifelong dedication to physical culture obviously played a role in his outcome. Hashimoto's disease can have some really nasty effects. Periods of depression and madness. Sometimes people are misdiagnosed with bipolar disorder when they really are having a thyroid issue. It's terrible. It's a terrible, terrible curse. Quite often it's not picked up by doctors, because it doesn't always show conclusively on lab work. Did you start to develop a goiter or any thickness in the neck at all that led to your diagnosis, or was your diagnosis purely a result of blood work?
It was purely a result of the blood work. That's right, yeah. It really was. I knew I was feeling really bad and something wasn't wrong, you know, and I think because I've always been into physical culture and I was really self-aware of how I feel and
interesting
how I should feel when I feel super good. And I know what it feels like to feel super good. And I knew I wasn't 100%, and something was going on. And so that's what led me to go to the doctor and see what was going on under the hood.
This is a common trait among superhumans, by the way. We all know what it feels like to be at that peak level of physical performance, mental performance, and ability. So we have something as a backdrop to gauge it against, where the average person in America or even in other countries lives with a general sense of malaise, and they never really know, wow, this is what it feels like to feel good. I don't feel good right now. So they really are unaware quite often. And it's a really interesting observation that you make, because you're used to expecting your body to perform a certain way, and all of a sudden it wasn't. Okay, so let's fast forward. So now you're diagnosed with Hashimoto's disease. What goes through your mind, first of all?
Well, I'm going to back up a step. My first doctor that noticed that my TSH, or my thyroid stimulating hormone, was higher than it should be, basically just said, well, you know, you're a little bit hypothyroid, let's just put you on some thyroid medication and that'll be at that. It's nothing to worry about.
Did they put you on Synthroid, or did they put you on Armour Thyroid? Was it a combination T4, T3, or was it just T3 by itself? What was it?
They wanted to put me on some Synthroid. And in fact, my first prescription was Synthroid, but I'm a real fitness geek, and I really enjoy getting in and studying and seeing what's going on. And, you know, I didn't want to leave it up to my doctor to make all the decisions. So I went in and really started studying at that point. That was kind of the beginning of my journey, you know, of what was going on. And so I knew I wanted to go more of a natural route. So I suggested I wanted to try the Natrathroid. It's like Armour Thyroid.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. My niece is the vice president of the ad agency that handles their account out of Scottsdale, Arizona. I know exactly who they are.
And is that Nature Throid? Or
yeah. No, Nature's Throid.
I'll tell you, I personally, I'm not a sales rep for Nature Throid, but I'll tell you, I really prefer Nature Throid. I just ran out of some Nature Throid and went to Armour for the last month, and I like the Nature Throid a lot better.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go the natural route because I knew it didn't just have the T3 and the T4, but it had the T1 and the T2 and some of the other things that are in there that just aren't in the synthetic compounds.
Now, this is another salient characteristic of a superhuman. We do not delegate something so important as our health and longevity and entrust it to other people. We want to know. We look for information. We want to be educated on what's going on. This is yet another example of one of the characteristics of one of us, one of the superhuman nation. So it's I love this sort of stuff. Okay, so you did the Nature Throid for a while, and that made you feel better, I'm assuming.
It did a little bit. Like, I just felt like the edge was off a little bit. And I did start to feel a little bit better. It wasn't like overnight, but I did feel a little bit better. I felt, you know, kind of the edge off. And it wasn't, though, it really wasn't until I started changing my diet and changing my workout routine and sleeping right that it really started coming around. But quite honestly, even with all that stuff, it's a slow process. You know, I felt like it took me probably 4 or 5 years to put myself in that kind of shape. So I was patient. I knew it was going to take a little while to get out of it. And so I was willing to be patient and, you know, the natural way.
The critical thing here was another salient characteristic of this audience, and I'm sorry to do this, but we believe that we can fix it. We know we can fix it. We don't think we can. We just know that, look, I just have to figure out all the pieces. That's going to take time, but I know I can fix this. And that's really critical to the journey. Otherwise, you don't have the trust in the journey. Okay, so did it ever get so bad that your doctor recommended a thyroidectomy or a radioactive iodine to destroy the thyroid?
No, thank God, it didn't get to that point. He said, you know, down the road, that could be worst case scenario, that it could get to that point. But, you know, I didn't get to that point, and I attribute a lot of that to my training and living the superhuman lifestyle, because I had a lot more reserve in my tank than the average person. You know, I had a little more resiliency, because I had built up, you know, the strength. And so it's a little bit harder to kill the strong, right? So I think I never got to that point, and I really think that's one of the reasons I didn't, is because I did have a lot of resiliency. So thank God, no, it didn't get to that point. I nipped it in the bud. And I tell people, anybody that's listening to this, it's definitely get your blood work done like you recommend all the time, Carl, and definitely get the thyroid checked and look at that TSH and also make sure you get a thyroid peroxidase antibody test, a TPO test.
Right.
And take a look at that, because I had it, and I'll tell you, I don't know the numbers. You're really good with the numbers, so you probably know, Carl, the amount of people that are diagnosed with Hashimoto's.
One in 1,000 people in the United States are diagnosed with Hashimoto's disease. However,
wow,
it has a much higher prevalence in women than in men.
Man.
10 times more women develop it than men develop it. But there is a variety of components that have been implicated in it, its origination and its progression. But it's 1 in 1,000. That's not small numbers. That's a lot of people.
And you know what, Carl? I would be willing to bet that the actual number is probably close to double that, because there's so many people walking around that are feeling down and don't even realize they have it, and they're just, you know, taking these five-hour energy drinks
right.
to get them through the day. I guarantee the number's at close to double that. People don't even realize, because if you get checked at the doctor's, you look at the TSH, and he'll just give you what is, you know, what they would consider a healthy range. But it's not in the functional range. A lot of folks are not in that healthy, optimal, superhuman, optimal range where you should be to be healthy.
Right. Okay, so once you were diagnosed with Hashimoto's disease, you went and did your research. You obviously were on a thyroid support product for a while that had both T3 and T4 in it. And but you still didn't feel the way you knew you could. When did you start really looking at diet, and what modifications to diet started to have beneficial effects on you?
Well, there again, I guess I got kind of lucky. Probably about a year into it, I met a guy that became a very good friend of mine, Corey Hawley. I don't know if you've met or know Corey. But he's a naturopathic doctor, and he just won the Mr. Hawaii natural division in the senior division. I think he's about 55 or 56, and he's just an awesome guy. But just by luck, I ran into him from a friend of a friend. He happened to be traveling through Alabama. He's from Canada. And we hung out for about a week and just talked nutrition and working out, and he's the first one that told me about the paleo diet. He goes, "Have you heard of the paleo diet thing?" And I had never even heard about it. And anyways, he told me about that. And that was my first step. I got on that paleo diet because he really kind of drilled into my head how important nutrition was. I was just eating tons of pasta and pancakes and you know, lots of fruit, just loading up my fruit smoothie in the morning and just lots of sugar that I didn't even realize I was getting, how much sugar I was getting through fruit and all that jazz.
Right.
But that was probably 2006. I got into the paleo diet, and that's when I started to see some changes.
And really, it was the grain, wasn't it? The removing the grain from your diet must have had one of the more profound effects, and I got to believe soy as well.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I almost hesitate to say the word paleo because, I don't know, I think a lot of people have a weird stereotype about it. But that is the first thing, yeah. I'd recommend anybody really get off the grains, the gluten if they can, especially if you've got any type of Hashimoto's or thyroiditis.
Anything classified as an autoimmune disorder.
Because, absolutely.
And don't forget, Hashimoto's disease is an autoimmune disorder. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the autoimmune portion. Meanwhile, if you want to learn more about Michael, you can go to his website. It's 360personaltrainer.com. Did I get that right, Michael?
You got it.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, so stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back with more of this Muscle Saves Lives episode. Next week, we have another Muscle Saves Lives episode with a guy named Matt Capitelli, who had brain cancer and recently did the Tough Enough WWDE Challenge and won. Another inspiring story. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
AnaboleMind.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnaboleMind.com today and get into the action. AnaboleMind.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold processed through the patented chill right process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Change this thing. Now let's stop for a second.
Okay, let's do it.
Welcome back. Are you still using toothpaste? I'm serious. Are you? It's toxic. It's not good for you. Not even the stuff that claims to be good for you is good for you. When you read the ingredients, come on, are you really rubbing sand on your teeth? You've got to try Aura MD. I promise you. Find out what everyone else in the superhuman nation is learning. It's the best thing to brush your teeth with. Okay? These botanical oils that are used in there increase the health of the microbiome of your mouth while killing the bacteria that causes gingivitis and tooth decay. And you can get a buy one, get one free right now. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad. Okay, Michael.
That's good stuff. I got some more MD myself last week.
Oh, you tried it?
Yes, sir. And in fact, that's kind of one of the things that somebody with Hashimoto's or thyroiditis, you kind of want to stay away from the fluoride as much as you can.
Yeah, and this is an important discussion, too. So autoimmune disorders are basically this. The immune system mistakes cells of tissue that belong in the body as invaders that don't belong in the body because some of the things that you eat look like, or they appear to look like, to the immune system, cells that belong in your body. And we're learning now that a lot of times it's grains. Something about grains now could be because grains cause a disruption in the lining of the stomach that allow them to bypass the digestive process and be picked up by the bloodstream through leakage in the intestines and in the stomach itself. And so they sneak into the body undigested, untransformed, if you will. And the body goes, kill them. And while the body's doing it, it goes, man, those cells in the thyroid look awfully similar to these cells that we're killing right now. We better go after those too. And this is really what an autoimmune disorder is. The immune right. system is doing what it's supposed to do. It's trying to eradicate an invasion. But unfortunately, some of the things that it's going after very closely resemble tissue that belongs in the body. And so it starts to attack it, whether it's the thyroid, the joints, it goes on and on and on. Okay. So once you cut grains out, how long did it take for you to notice a difference, and what were the differences you noticed?
Well, I would say it took me, I think it took about 3 to 6 months before I really noticed a difference. And I'll tell you what was one of the big differences I noticed right away is that I had allergies really bad. I had them before when I was in Florida, but when I moved to Alabama, they got really bad. And I was on antihistamines. I mean, I had them at work. I had them at home in my medicine cabinet. I had them in my car, everywhere to pop them or spray them in my nose, whatever I could do just to get through the day. I mean, it would be so bad. I'd be at work personal training people, and my nose would be running like a faucet. I mean, I really almost felt like at some point I needed to take some napkins and shove them in my nose. It was just horrible.
Right.
So I noticed, within 6 months, I wasn't using any of my allergy pills. And now for several years, I may find if I get really bad, I might take them a pill maybe once, maybe 3 or 4 times in a year, maybe, just if I'm really bad at night, and then it's gone in the morning. I mean, allergies was a huge difference.
Well, and let me tell you something. So you strive to eradicate grains from your diet. Now, I'm asking you these questions not to put you on the spot, but I'm really interested to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you buy and always 100% of the time eat grass-fed, grass-finished beef?
I would say 99% of the time.
Okay, okay.
That's all I purchase.
Okay.
Grass-fed, grass-finished beef. I might eat a regular steak or maybe just a ground beef patty, on the bread, of course, at work or if I'm at a friend's house or go out to eat. But we buy it, so we're pretty much on that all the time.
Okay, okay. Right. Now, here's the really the worst offenders, and I'm finding this out myself. This is becoming increasingly harder and harder. So we go out of our way to buy farm-fresh eggs. And whether they are free-range or truly free-range, free chickens that just run around and do whatever they want, some amount of feed is given to chickens to make up for what they can't get out of the earth, especially when you have big industrial producers who are calling themselves farm fresh eggs, and they have to literally move the chickens like you would move cows from one pasture to another because they destroy the earth. And so what I've learned is that chances are even my good old Mennonite farmer is supplementing with some sort of feed. These feeds are almost always grain and soy based. So when you eat eggs, and is it any wonder that eggs seem to be the single biggest allergen? When you go to an allergy specialist, they test you. Well, you're allergic. The first, you got to cut eggs out. If you have eczema, cut eggs out. If you have psoriasis, cut eggs out. The first thing they say to you, and then they say dairy second. But here's why. So the animals that eat grain, the byproducts of that grain is in their flesh and in their eggs. So chances are you're not really allergic to the eggs and you're not really allergic to the milk. It's because the animals that they're milking and they're getting eggs from are eating grains. So you have to strive when you're that hypersensitive to this kind of stuff. And Michael, I'm directing this to you as well as the audience out there. You have to painstakingly strive to eradicate these grains from Trojan horsing back into your life in the flesh and eggs of these animals that you are eating. And this is why I predict the occasion comes where, gee, you know, these allergies slap, you know, they all of a sudden, I get it. It's the IgG portion of the immune system we're talking about. This is the learned portion of the immune system. This is the immune system that adapts to your surroundings, to your environment. And it is not spontaneous. It doesn't happen acutely like you eat something and you get anaphylactic. It may not affect you till a day later. But I predict that on those days where you are experiencing allergies coming back, you had eaten something in the previous day or previous days that ate grain.
I'm sure, and I agree with you 100%. You really are. You are what you eat, you know?
Yes.
And I had someone explain it to me that made really good sense, just what you're explaining. What he said, and like I said, it's along the same lines that you're explaining very well, much better than I can, but he explained it like you have a cup, and I would maybe eat some gluten, or maybe like you even said, I'd have some beef that had been eating a lot of gluten, and my cup would get half full with inflammation. And I guess that's the IgG maybe you spoke about, or is that the IgG1?
IgG.
And so I'd get a little bit inflamed, but I wouldn't notice it. You know, I didn't
right.
get a stomach ache.
It's almost, it's like subclinical. It's like subclinical. It's like you don't really notice
it. Subclinical.
Right.
Exactly, but then the next day or two, if some pollen came in, boom, my cup's already half full. So as soon as it came in, you know, it would just, my cup would overflow.
Yes.
So to speak.
You reach that threshold.
The runny eyes, right. The nose, and everything. So if I can keep my cup empty, and because I can't live in a bubble. So if I can keep my cup empty and eat really clean, then when the pollen comes in, my cup's empty, like I said, and then it just comes in and I'm only half full. So I still get a little bit of red eyes, and that's about it, really. That's the symptom I get, but I don't get the stuffy nose, I don't get runny nose. I'm totally fine. I don't need any meds at all.
No, you're absolutely right, because there is a gravity, there's a buildup, there's an accumulation that the immune system finally goes, okay, I've had it. And that's exactly how the IgG portion of the immune system learns. You're never allergic to anything the first time you have it. You could ask a parent who has a child who can die from eating peanuts, right? How did they find out it happened? Well, the child had a peanut butter sandwich one time and nothing happened. But then the very next time or the third time that they had a peanut butter sandwich, they had to be rushed to the hospital. And the parent invariably always says to the doctor, I don't understand it. How can he be allergic to peanuts? He's eaten peanuts before. That's because the IgG portion of the immune system is the acquired immune system. It's picking up signals from your environment. So you have to be introducing something at least once before you develop an allergic reaction on a future time.
Makes sense.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to pick it up to where you are now. We're talking with Michael, and we're talking about his journey as a person who developed Hashimoto's disease and how he has saved his own life, like all of us true superhumans do. His website is 360personaltrainer.com if you want to learn more about him or reach out to him. He's in Alabama. Michael Brooks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinus Stain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Michael Brooks. Okay, Michael. So, fast forward now. Here you are today. You are a personal trainer. You are a level one certified CrossFit trainer. You also specialize in helping golfers, right? The physical aspect of golfing, right?
I do. I'm a CrossFit one instructor, like you mentioned, and I'm also PPI certified as Titleist Performance Institute, and I do also a Tai Chi instructor and kickboxing, and so I kind of mix it up a little bit with all that. I have clients from.
Hey Michael, can you? You're breaking up a little bit. I don't know if you moved. But you were breaking up.
No, I'm in the same.
Okay.
I am in the same spot. How's okay. That?
So did you say a GPI instructor? Is that from what title
actually,
is?
Yep, GPI. Yep, Titleist Performance Institute. So I do that, and as well as the CrossFit and Tai Chi and kickboxing.
Now, are really, you? Go ahead. I'm sorry. Finish your statement. I apologize.
No, no problem. I've really gotten into more of, my training philosophy has kind of changed as I learn, and I'm always trying to learn from other people that are smarter than me, and I'm kind of more into a GPP performance, kind of general physical performance now,
right?
More so than sport specific stuff. I'm really feeling now that people just need to be generally fit and strong. So, like, for me, for golfing, for instance, my theory on that has changed a little bit. You know, I when I have golfers come to me, I'm basically doing the same thing with them as everybody else. You know, I don't really have
them interesting
standing on one. You know, I don't really believe in now and, you know, standing on one foot on the bosu ball, carrying a, you know, swinging a weighted golf club and, you know, and singing a tune at the same time. You know, it just seems like swinging a weighted golf club like we were into there for a while.
And I'll tell you something interesting. Who's that old golfer? Who's that older golfer that I think we talked about him on a casual Friday recently? The guy does squats.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about? He's like 77 now.
I know exactly. I know you're talking about him. Sorry. I know exactly.
And they said back in the day he wouldn't last because they had him in the gym squatting like 400 pounds or something like that.
Yeah.
And they were going like, oh, this guy will never last in golf. And he's still playing today.
Oh, man. Yeah. He's definitely proved them wrong for sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's how I handle most of my people now. I treat them all like athletes, whether they're, you know, 7 or 87 and whatever their sport is. I just want to get them stronger. I want to work on their mobility and get them eating right. And if they want to get better at the sport, truly, I just tell them you want to become a better golfer. You know, your golf pro is going to do a better job of that. You'll get better at golf playing golf. And same goes with baseball and football and all that stuff, you know.
How are you? So tell me about yourself now. Where are you now? Are you at a point now where you're able to perform at peak levels again? And if so, are you on thyroid medication any longer?
I am on I'm on a very low dose of natrophiloid. I'm taking 1 grain a day, which is I think about as low a dose as they make.
And I gotta be honest with you.
Morning, and that's it.
I think a lot of us guys and gals who are in our early 50s, the mid 50s, like me, I'm 55. I actually think we could all benefit from a very, very low dose of something like natrophiloid, because
I agree with you.
Our thyroid hormone drops no matter what.
Yep. I agree. And I'm at a really good point right now. You know, I'm feeling really good. My joints feel good. I'm sleeping well. I look much younger than I did 5 years ago. I'm able to train like I want to train. I'm training smarter now. And I'm really happy where I'm at right now. I feel great. I'm 51. People tell me I look much younger. You know, I'm able to do all the things I want to do and some of the crazy stuff. I can, you know, walk on my hands. I can do full split. I can do Olympic lifts. I can do just about anything I want to do.
That's awesome.
I'm really happy.
Okay, so what did you do? What had the most profound effect on your getting your sleep right? Was it getting your thyroid right, or was there something else that you had to do?
Well, I think getting my thyroid right probably helped me a lot. But I've really gotten into sleep. That was another thing I geeked out on, is really getting into sleep and figuring out what's the best way to do it. And I've really worked on getting my circadian rhythm in line. You know, so one thing I do is I get up in the morning and I make a point of looking at the sun, you know, trying to get those blue rays into my eyes so I can get the cortisol up naturally. And, you know, maybe I'll take a cold shower and try to get myself good and woke up in the morning. I'm personally not drinking caffeine anymore. I went decaf, so I'll have a cup of decaf. Occasionally, I'll have some caffeine on a special occasion, but I'm not drinking the caffeine now. I'll have some decaf coffee. And at night, I find it really important to try to start winding down as early as possible. Unfortunately, I work kind of late, so I can't go to sleep as early as I'd like. But at sundown, I'm thinking, you know, it's time to wind down. I don't watch the TV anymore when I get home. I don't get on the computer. I don't want any light in my eyes as much as possible. So it's come home, you know, maybe have a light snack and get to sleep as early as possible. And like I said earlier, I'm not a great sleeper. I go to sleep right away, but because I'm kind of a snorer, I don't feel like I'm getting enough deep REM sleep.
Well, and now let me ask you a question. Let's talk about so. Are you snoring just as much as you always have? Or are you snoring less?
No, I'm snoring much less, much less. I mean, it was horrible before. So I'm not snoring much at all anymore. I'm a mouth breather, so when I'm sleeping, so I think it's still kind of noisy. But
is that because your nose? Is that because your nose is stuffed?
It might be. You know, I almost think it's almost kind of more of a habit because my nose is clear now. But I think of all those years of being clogged up, I just kind of got a habit of breathing through my nose, through my mouth. Excuse me. So yeah, that's the main thing is I'm really trying to make sure I'm in bed like 8.5 hours before I get out if possible. That's what I shoot for, 8.5 hours.
I sleep with an MRD and that's really curbed my snoring. A mandibular repositioning device that I bought off the internet called Snorex, and I got to tell you, it has changed everything for me. I mean, I sleep good again. I mean, I have the rare nights where I don't sleep good. What is it? It's like a mouthpiece. Yeah, it's like a mouthpiece.
Well,
you ought to check it out.
Snorex. I'm gonna look into that because I've been thinking about something like that. I've heard of like dental appliances that can really help you with that.
Yeah, it works. Okay. So last but not least, when did you start listening to the show and how did you find it?
Well, I started listening to the show about probably 4 months ago. And I was a big fan of, and I still am, I listen to Rob Wolf. And then I don't drive but 5 minutes to work now, but for 4 years I had an hour drive each way, so I would listen to podcasts both ways. So it was great. I listened to 10 hours of podcasts each week. Anyways, I listened to Rob Wolf, and I had him, he mentioned you. Real quick, and I mean, real quick.
What did he say?
Basically what he said is he was talking about someone or something, and he goes, oh, I heard about so-and-so on Superhuman Radio, and that was it. But when he said that, it clicked in my mind. I'm like, hey, if Rob Wolf's listening to him, I need to look into that. So I wrote it down. As I was listening to it, I jotted it down on a piece of paper, Superhuman Radio. So as soon as I got to work, you know, I went in and pulled you up and downloaded some of your stuff and started listening, and I was instantly hooked because I could just hear your passion, you know, through the radio, how passionate you were about this, and I was hooked. I was hooked. I listened to all your shows each week, and I really learned a lot from you. I'm quoting you all the time. You know, I love some of your sayings. I love the one where you said, and I know I'm going to mess this up, but basically it was
evolutionary selection pressure
is where you're getting your news from, and that is so strong. That just is, I mean, super strong. That's a great one. I love that.
I got to put that quote up on Facebook. You just reminded me because I like to do those little image with the quote, and it's true because the people who are listening to the mainstream media, who are being told that the diet they're eating is healthy, the my plate is good, GMO is safe. That's the majority of Americans out there. And that's and ironically, absolutely, the majority of Americans are dying. I mean, they are dying. Yep. I mean, somebody's like, oh, they're not all dying. No, they're dying. Believe me, it's slow. You can die over 40 years, or you can die over 4 minutes. You're still dying.
That's right.
So
I know, I was doing it.
Yeah, but anyway, it's an inspiring story because a lot of people don't get out of Hashimoto's disease. I know a guy who had a thyroid, I don't know if he had his thyroid removed or they just ablated it with that radioactive iodine that they give you, that just kills the thyroid. Because he was having hypo and hyperthyroid, episodes. I think they call them thyroid storms when you like have so much thyroid hormone. And the poor guy is so sick now. They got him on Synthroid. I kept telling him get off Synthroid. His doctor won't do it. They can't get his dose right. He goes from passing out to not being able to sleep. He's put on so much weight. He feels sick all the time. He had to quit his job. Really? Oh man.
Wow.
But that's what's in store for you if you don't look for answers on your own.
Yeah, and you know, the quicker you can jump on this, the better before it gets too bad. Because I think you can stop it in its tracks if you jump on it right away. And another thing is, you know, being an autoimmune disease, once you have one, it's really easy to pick up a second one.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's a big deal. They'll tell you it's no big deal. It's not going to kill you. you know, worst thing is we'll just go in there and set it and pull it out, you know, bada bing, bada boom, no big deal. It is a big deal.
Yeah.
It is a big deal.
Michael Brooks, thank you so much for coming on the show and taking the time to share your story with the audience.
Hey, anytime, brother. I'm whenever you would like, I'll find the time to speak with you and the whole nation.
Have a great
whatever
day.
I can do to help you out.
Have a great day.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the relevance of animal model studies as it relates to atherosclerosis. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University. Add 1 inch to your upper arms course and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane. You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Rickson, look short. Don't make me bring the Rickson. Get lost. Get the bank, see the slot. Duck down, lay down, just. Rickson, look short. Don't make me bring the Rickson. Get lost.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. Sorry that took a little bit longer than I anticipated. How relevant are animal model studies when we look at atherosclerosis? That's going to be the subject of discussion right now with my two guests, Dr. Godfrey Goetz and Dr. Catherine Reardon. How you doing, Dr. Goetz?
Fine, thank you.
And Dr. Reardon?
Fine, thank you as well.
Thank you for joining us today, by the way. Okay, so let's talk about why you even investigated this. Why don't we start with Dr. Goetz? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, atherosclerosis is at the base of most cardiovascular disease in humans. And it's extremely difficult to do experiments exploring the mechanism of atherosclerosis and its prevention in human beings. So you have to find an animal model in which you can ask questions.
Okay. Dr. Reardon, what is the gold standard right now for research in atherosclerosis? Is it the rat model study? I know that pigs seem to appear to emulate humans more so.
So there are, you know, there are major advantages to using pigs or primates, which would be have an even greater human lipoprotein profile, for example. But the model that is used very extensively right now are mice. And in part, that has to do with just the ability to genetically manipulate mice.
And let's face it, doing pig studies requires a lot of land, a lot of area. I mean, where you can get, you know, 100 mice in a bunch of cages, you can't get 100 pigs in a room.
That's correct. It's really expensive to work with pigs.
And that's why I'm waiting for someone to create a genetically modified pig that's the size of a rat.
Well, there are such things as mini pigs, but there hasn't been a lot of work done on mini pigs.
Yeah. Okay, so
but they're not as small as rats.
When we look at relevance of the research, isn't it true that some of the original research that led us to the notion that cholesterol caused atherosclerosis were actually done on herbivores or on rabbits? Isn't that the original research that was done, Dr. Goetz?
Yeah, a good deal of the early research was in fact done on rabbits. And rabbits are particularly sensitive to the consumption of cholesterol among the various species that we've investigated. Yes, they are, but their genetics is not as accessible with rabbits, unfortunately.
So what you're saying is, I guess my confusion is this. I would think that the objective, and I'm sure it is, but I would think that the objective of finding an animal that is so similar to humans that we can then say with some predictability, this is probably how humans respond. And it appears to me that feeding rabbits a high cholesterol chow and watching plaque build up would not transfer to what ends up happening to humans. Am I wrong about that, Dr. Reardon, or is that the reason why they use rabbits?
Well, I mean, the one thing is that a lot of the cellular mechanisms with respect to the formation of atherosclerotic plaques are actually similar in all the animal models, and that's why you can use these models to dissect mechanism. It's true that there are major differences in their lipoproteins and lipoprotein metabolism, and so that the root cause may be different, but in humans there are multiple causes of atherosclerosis as well. So I think that the models are really very pertinent to dissecting mechanism especially at the artery wall.
Okay. Do we know more about atherosclerosis today than we did before? I know that it was purely thought that atherosclerosis was, a high cholesterol equaled plaque, but we see in certain populations, like the study that was done in Hawaii, that there are elderly people who have what would be considered clinically treatable cholesterol levels who live quite long and robust lives devoid of stenosis. Do we know something more now than we knew before?
Well, we know a great deal more than we knew before. Unfortunately, we can't fully explain the particular example that you just referred to, I would suspect that there are other factors than lipids and cholesterol which account for the relative protection of the Hawaiians, such as exercise.
No, I don't know that I couldn't speak to that in the Hawaii study.
Good,
I'm sorry, Dr. Rivers.
Also, in humans, there's the genetic components, too, and so certainly the analysis now of genetic associations with atherosclerosis is becoming a popular thing with humans. In the human study, so we're beginning to understand some of the genes that are involved, and actually in some cases they have been very similar genes that have been identified in mouse genetic studies as well.
Okay. We know that atherosclerosis is not a disease of modern times. While its prevalence may be higher now, we've done shows where anthropologically they looked at the existence, and we know that prehistoric cultures experienced this type of heart disease. So obviously it's something that has happened in the past, but it seems to happen more today than ever before. And I don't know if when you look at the research as a whole, if the linkage to cholesterol levels clearly depicts a cause and effect relationship, as much as now what we're starting to see is inflammation. Do we have the ability to look at these animal models and assess that, Dr. Reardon?
Well, yes. I mean, you can certainly challenge animals, and that's a large part of what the mouse studies are, is looking at the role of the immune system. I mean, mice have been used for many years by immunologists, and so there's a lot known about the immunology in a mouse, and there's a lot of tools available. So looking at the roles of these different immune cells or cytokines, chemokines that are being produced by them that promote the atherosclerosis or toll-like receptors, can be done in very easily in mice, in part because we have the ability to knock them out or knock in genes.
I gotcha. But we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to go a little bit deeper into your research and what you had found. We're talking about the relevance of animal model studies on the development of atherosclerosis. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R. New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Godfrey Goetz and Dr. Catherine Reardon. We're talking about animal models and research done to discover the effects, the causes of atherosclerosis. Dr. Reardon, what are some
Carl,
of...
Can I just...
Please.
Before you're about to go off on a discussion about the immune system and inflammation, I wanted to go back to the cholesterol story because there are a couple of very critical discoveries that really nail cholesterol as an important agent in causing atherosclerosis. The first thing is that in the experimental models that we use, you cannot induce atherosclerosis without increasing the blood cholesterol. Whatever strategy you choose to use to increase the blood cholesterol, that's a necessary prerequisite to induce atherosclerosis in an experimental model. That's point number one. Point number two, there are a number of genetic abnormalities that have been discovered in human beings which pinpoint the importance of LDL, which is the major carrier of cholesterol in the blood. The first were the classical studies done by Brown and Goldstein in Dallas, who showed that people who have a defect in the amount of receptor that takes up LDL from the blood are at much increased risk of developing atherosclerosis. A second genetic model, which is much more recently discovered, is there's a protein, a catalyst, which controls the level of the LDL receptor, the receptor that takes up LDL. That's been discovered. It's responsible for degrading the LDL receptor or not degrading it, depending upon the nature of the mutation. And you can actually plot the threshold for the development of cardiovascular disease as a function of the genes that are involved in degrading LDL. So before we go on to the other concerns, and they're all very important to be sure, I think your listeners need to understand that cholesterol is a key element in all atherosclerosis, both experimental and human.
But and I agree, and I understand that. But sometimes my concern is that the focus on cholesterol, because of pharmaceutical agents that can, you know, have an effect on cholesterol, abandons the notion that there's more happening here. And I agree with you. You must have cholesterol to have atherosclerosis. But you also must have inflammation. I'm sure there's models where you have cholesterol, but you don't get plaque. So, and again, I'm not challenging what you're saying. What I am saying is there's so much more to this story. It's almost like, you know, we can control cholesterol, but people still get heart attacks while they're on statin drugs. So there must be more to the story.
No question about it. I just wanted to set that as a baseline for the subsequent.
No, and I appreciate that. And talking about the immune system for a second, Dr. Reardon. So what do we know about the immune system now that makes it an important portion of the discussion when we discuss atherosclerosis?
Well, we know that that well, for one thing, you in order to be able to develop atherosclerosis, you you have to have macrophages. Because there has been studies done in mouse models where you can, you basically, the animals are depleted of macrophages and they do not develop atherosclerosis.
Wow.
We also know, but remember, all of these cells, immune cells, are there for a very specific purpose. I mean, they're very important for fighting off infections and all that. So you know, this is not something. But what you really want to control, this is more the other cell types or the activation of these cells. And the responses that they have, again, to the lipids. I mean, macrophages take up the lipids. So that's where, again, you're making a connection between the immune system mm-hmm. and the lipids because mm-hmm. the macrophages take up that lipid and they, in their responses to the macrophages to the lipids in terms of, proteins that they secrete that either bring in other immune cells into the plaque or activate cells. As well. So we know that macrophages are important. We also know that T cells are important mm-hmm. and are involved, or at least, and their products are involved, that there are some that promote atherosclerosis and there are others that tend to downplay attenuate atherosclerosis as well. So we know that they're all important, but can but there are also studies done with animals that are deficient in both T cells and B cells, for example, and these animals still develop robust atherosclerosis, even though you've lost this component of the adaptive immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So while it's essential, it's not the only thing, and that's again where the macrophages and lipids have come into play as well.
Yeah, and you know, I try to, when I think about things, like we just recently did a show on cancer and its role from an evolutionary standpoint. And when I think about things like this, quite often I try to look at why is the body doing this? There's a reason. We think of these types of responses as incorrect, but the body is doing it for a reason. And when we look at things from an evolutionary perspective, we wonder what is the goal of the body to do something like this. And I keep thinking about we talk about atherosclerosis and cholesterol and all these things. And in the past, diet has been discussed, but it was always fat. It was always fat that was implicated or dietary cholesterol intake itself, like eggs and so on. And a lot of that has not played to be completely accurate. So one of the things that we do have control of, and one of the things that probably has a role in atherosclerosis development, is dietary intake. We see this in the APOE allele, right? That these people don't respond well to things like fish oil and omega-3s. In fact, they have the opposite effect. So what kind of research is being done on which animals that plays plays to the nutritional protocol and its effect on this type of plaque buildup? Dr. Goetz, would you like to answer that?
Well, just let me give you before I answer it, let me give you just one caveat.
Sure.
Remember that the body is perfectly capable of synthesizing its own cholesterol.
Right.
So the connection between dietary cholesterol and plaque cholesterol is not necessarily very straightforward.
Right.
Because there's a feedback regulation between the amount of cholesterol that comes into the body and the amount that it makes itself. So now to get back to one other thing that I would like to mention, and that is cholesterol is an essential component of cells, absolutely essential. No cell, no mammalian cell exists without cholesterol in its membranes. But if you have too much cholesterol, it can be toxic. And this brings me to the evolutionary question that you were asking. The mechanism for the macrophage to remove cholesterol is to make sure that the body doesn't have too much cholesterol. Mm. And if that's functioning adequately, if the cholesterol is taken up, when it's deposited in the artery and removed by a process called reverse cholesterol transport back to the liver for excretion, you don't get too much trouble. It's when it's resident in the blood vessel wall that we run into troubles.
Interesting.
And by the way, just to go back to one of your earlier questions, you mentioned that we know from anthropological evidence that this disease existed a long time ago. However, one of the things that you need to factor into that, of course, is that the longevity of our human population is increasing substantially. So atherosclerosis is a chronic disease. It takes a long time to build up.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
And the older you get, the more likely you are to have plaques.
Yes. No, I agree. But I think that we're at a point in time now that it's very exciting. There's a lot of good information coming together, a lot of different disciplines looking at this. And there are things that can be done. I mean, and the reason I was asking about animal studies, are there any animal studies being done that look specifically at dietary controls? And the reason I was asking that is because we now understand that triglycerides are more affected by dietary intake of starches and sugars than by fat. And this type of research is being done and is important, I think, to add to the discussion, because we know that there are some of us out there who genetically are predisposed to certain disorders. But the epigenetic discussion is quite exciting right now, because it means that you're not necessarily a hostage to your genetics. So are there any research studies out there being done on these animal models that are looking specifically at dietary protocols?
Oh, absolutely. There's a whole field of nutritional regulation of atherosclerosis. To take one example, the relative consumption of saturated and unsaturated fatty acids is one point. The diets like lard, milk fats, compared to fish oils, those are very different fats, and they have very different metabolic effects.
What are some
and,
of the short...
And they've been looked at in mice and primates, non-human primates, too. So those
yes.
are the two models that
and
have
that,
been
that was
done.
And that was my next question. So what are some of the shortcomings of some of these animal models, and what are some of the advantages? Do the mice models lend themselves more effectively to certain types of research but not others, Dr. Reardon?
Yeah, well, as I've said before, the nice thing about the mice is that you can genetically manipulate them. So it does allow you to look very specifically, you know, at different gene products or different types of cells. You can knock in genes into that. You can do temporal or site-specific, you know, so you can knock it out in specific cell types. So that's that kind of a nice thing. The other thing about mice is that they do develop atherosclerosis in a relatively short period of time. So that's an advantage to them as well. But one of the major disadvantages of them is that they're small. And that's an advantage if you're doing drug studies, because you don't need as much material to inject them. But if you're trying to get tissues for analysis, it can be somewhat of a drawback. Whereas some of the larger animal models you can do some very nice studies on there, for example, looking at the effect of hemodynamics on the gene expression in different parts of the artery wall, because
really?
Atherosclerosis is site-specific. It informs, it's very much dictated where it forms in the artery. It's dictated by the hemodynamics. So there's some very elegant pig studies done in pigs, looking at the effect of hemodynamics on gene expression on endothelial cells in lesion-prone areas, looking at genes that are turned on and the impact those have then on development of atherosclerosis. So you can get a lot more material for them. And that's one of the nice things about the larger animal models, but they also have other issues with respect to it takes a longer time for atherosclerosis to develop in those.
So I want to ask you a question about hemodynamics for a second. So in the case of hemodynamics having a spot specific relevance here, so are we talking about somebody who has a genetically narrowed artery, for instance, that area would be more prone to atherosclerosis? Or how are we getting hemodynamics to change in a certain area but not in the entire system itself, if you will?
Yeah. Every portion of the blood vasculature is subject to its own particular hemodynamic profile. Because of the way the blood flows, the way it curves around blood vessel walls.
Sure.
You could just imagine a river. If you look at a river curving, you see that the sand deposits on one bank and not the other.
Interesting. Interesting.
And the same thing happens in the artery.
And obviously, closest to the heart, you have the greatest variation of pressure, potentially. Do we see a lot of plaque buildup in? Well, I guess we do because peripheral artery disease is so popular right now. Because I was going to say that would lend me to think that ankles and feet would be prone to plaque as well because of the gravity and the turn and the smallness of it all. So,
well, you do get peripheral vascular disease. It's most commonly found with diabetics, of course. But the major health hazard from the point of view of longevity is the atherosclerosis in and around the heart, of course, as you say. And the flow patterns of the blood in the coronary vessels and the aorta, the major artery that comes out of the left ventricle, those flow patterns are very determining with respect to where the plaque develops. And that's hemodynamically generated.
That's interesting. I want to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I have a couple more questions for you, and then I also want to ask you to put it into your own words what you hope that clinicians take away from this research. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code
free and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodseed.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Godfrey Goetz and Dr. Catherine Reardon. So, Dr. Reardon, do we know, do wild mice and wild rats who live lives completely in the wild also develop plaque buildup, or is it only when we bring them into labs and start doing things to them?
So, no, the wild-type animals, mice and rats, do not develop atherosclerosis. As Dr. Goetz mentioned earlier, that in order to be able to develop atherosclerosis in these models, you have to increase their levels of plasma cholesterol, and that's done genetically in mice, so that they become hyperlipidemic. The other issue is that a wild-type mouse, its plasma lipoprotein is primarily HDL, which is the so-called good or protective lipoprotein.
Right.
Whereas in these genetically modified animals, what you're doing is you're increasing the level of the ApoB-containing lipoproteins, the VLDL and the mm-hmm. LDL, and that's when these animals develop atherosclerosis.
That's really interesting. That's really, really interesting. Dr. Goetz, are we doing any research to look at the reversal of plaque buildup? I know that there are ways or models that look at keeping it from progressing, but do we know anything about actually reversing the buildup over time?
Yeah, we do. I mean, this is one of the things that is most easily investigated in animal models. There's been an elegant set of studies done in New York in which what they did was they took an atherosclerotic vessel, a vessel that contains plaque, and they transplanted it into an animal that didn't have plaque and didn't have a high blood cholesterol. And that plaque disappeared from the transplanted blood vessel.
Over what period of time, and how do you extrapolate that to human time?
Well, it's a proof of principle, basically, that if you lower the environment, if you change the environment in which the plaque developed, you can reverse plaque. The other important aspect is one of the reasons why people pay such a lot of attention to HDL is because it's thought that HDL facilitates the reversal of the cholesterol deposited in, the removal of the cholesterol that's deposited in the blood vessel wall. So there's a fair amount of work being done on this. There's actually a mouse called the reverser mouse.
That was a lucky one. if you had to get a transgenic change, that would be a good one then. There you go.
Yeah.
He's programmed to live.
It reduces the amount of cholesterol and lipid that's made by the liver. And so you get to a situation where...
Go ahead, Dr. Reardon. You had some...
Go ahead.
And you can induce that, so you will let the animals develop atherosclerosis, and then induce this reversal.
Really, and we talked before about receptors, LDL receptors, and we're talking about the liver. I was assuming when you were talking about that, Dr. Goetz, there are things dietary related that can have an effect on the landscape of the liver in both increasing LDL receptors and decreasing HDL receptors. Some of the B vitamins have been implicated in that. Would this also be an important thing to look at if you were concerned about developing plaque?
Yeah, in fact, actually, niacin, which is one of the B vitamins, has been used as a potential therapy to try and improve the functioning of HDL. Unfortunately, it didn't work out too well.
Was it the true nicotinic acid? I know there's several research studies out there. It looks like the ones that use a potassium salt or the flush-free niacin tend not to perform as well as the uncomfortable one that no one wants to take at the doses that you have to take it because it causes that flushing feeling.
Right. I don't know what the relative merits from the point of view of improving the function of HDL, but you're absolutely correct. People don't want to take the niacin that causes flushing.
Yeah. This is really exciting area of research that you're involved in. I'm going to turn this last question to Dr. Reardon. What do you hope that both clinicians and lay people take away from your research?
Well, I hope that they can appreciate the fact that lipids and cholesterol and your diet is important, inflammation is important, and that this is a chronic disease that links these two things together. And that really a lot of the animal models are being used because they allow us to investigate the mechanism by which atherosclerosis develops or reverses, and it allows ultimately for the better development of better treatments or more specific treatments that can prevent or reverse atherosclerosis. So that there's a great benefit in using animal models to study this whole process.
Yeah.
And all the components that are involved.
Yeah, not
but as you well know, if I could just
please,
add one thing.
Please.
As you well know, animals are animals and people are people. So we can get pointers to the potential modes of treatment in animals, but they all have to be tested out very carefully in humans.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The clinicians have to be respectful of the experimentalists like us, and we have to be very respectful of them.
Yeah. Very good. I want to thank you both for being on the show.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Thanks, Dr. Goetz. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Dr. Reardon. All right. So there you have it. Stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I have some opinions about the discussion, something I was thinking about that I didn't want to invoke during the conversation because I don't know if it would have played well. But stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order. Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net. internet or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. Whey Natural USA.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. I had a couple thoughts during the interview. First of all, it's clear that cholesterol plays a large role in the development of plaque. I mean, nobody's doubting that, but it's not the end and all of the story. And my frustration is that the medical community, not just the scientific community, but especially the pharmaceutical community, that's all they push. And I think that's a big mistake because, as Dr. Goetz also eloquently pointed out, you need cholesterol. You need it. And we know that there's lots of nasty side effects from people who try to reduce their cholesterol to the levels that their doctor suggests. In an effort to reverse the risk of heart disease. And so there's got to be more to this story. You know, I come back to the old analogy, like I said that day about cancer. You know, we also know that oxygen plays a role in development of cancer, but we're not going to asphyxiate people to cure them of their cancer because then they die of asphyxiation instead. So there's a lot more to be discussed here. But one of the thoughts I had that I almost mentioned during the interview, and I thought better of it. And I thought, well, this is kind of an aside. Recently, I communicated with the brilliant Del Musa to apply his brain power as a physicist to something very easy. And that is, if you have a closed system with 10 pints of fluid in it, and you were going to remove one pint per time, how many iterations would you have to use, or how many times would you have to do this till you had 50% of new fluid? And it's not as simple as 1 = 1, because you have to remember the fluids mix together. And so now you have a percentage, or let's say a dilution. And what we came away with was, in order to get 50% of new fluid, you would have to do this about 6 times. And this is what I think everybody should do. If not with regularity, at least for a couple years, especially if you're my age, 40 or 50 years old, you change the oil in your car, but you can't change your blood unless you get rid of some of it. So the American Red Cross, and I did this show with Dr. Michael Smith, where he agreed that giving blood actually is a longevity approach. Think about it. It removes toxins. It removes cholesterol. Now we're talking about that, and that's where I'm going with this. It removes metals. It removes everything from the blood, and you put brand new blood in. That can then become transported to be absorb lots of other things that are released from the cells, you would expect. And if you do this for 2 years, right, every 60 days, actually every 56 days, you can give blood. That's the limit. So if you gave blood every other month, that would be 6 times in a year. And let's say while you're doing this slow process, you are quote-unquote dirtying some of the blood up anyway. So let's say you'd end up with maybe 40% of your blood being, or rather, let's say this. Let's assume that you end up with your blood being 40% concentrated, if you will, or 60% is from old blood, 40% is new blood. And so we say that the dilution of the blood, or the, let's say the dirtiness of the blood, has been reduced. Now, obviously, your body is also picking up new toxins and other things from your diet. And so it's not a perfect model. But if you did this for 2 years, it's almost like you gave yourself an oil change. I know that people are thinking, Carl, this is crazy. No, it's not. Think about the benefits. Think about ridding your body, this closed system that has no way to get rid of anything except through the liver. And the liver isn't functioning right at this age any longer because it's tired and it's dirty. You can't take it out of your chest and squeeze it like a sponge. So why not change the fluid that's passing through it and let that fluid be part of the filtration process? So my goal is for the next 2 years, every other month, to give a pint of blood. And that'll help somebody anyway at the Red Cross. And I'm telling all of you out there, especially women who are going through or have gone through menopause, because it's thought that one of the things that protects women over men in the development of certain diseases is the fact that they have a period and they bleed. And they lose blood and they make new blood. Now, they don't lose a pint, I would imagine. Or maybe they do. I don't know. I've never done the research to find out what the average amount of blood loss during menses is. But if you give a pint every other month, even just for a year, it's got to give you some sort of advantage biologically. So, and that was something that we didn't discuss, but it'll also get rid of some of the cholesterol in your blood. And you don't have to take a statin drug. But your body will produce new cholesterol. You'll get more of it from your diet or whatever the case may be. I mean, my cholesterol is really good. It's usually between 160 and 180. And I know that a lot of people would say, oh, that's high. No, it's not. I'm not taking any drugs for it. So anyway, okay, that was my final thought. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.